Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inka live coming to you straight from my studio. I like to say Habari Gani to my new friends, and I like to say what's up to my old friends. Thank you so very much for joining me this evening. We are still in the midst of talking about that marriage clinic and that divorce clinic. We're talking about how we can have a better relationship tonight, the power of a good relationship. Now, I'm not so certain if we're going to have our guest, Mr. Viriaco, with us this evening. He had some complications with his phone, and we tried to throw him a lifeline, but I'm not sure if he's able to access his phone at this time. So in the event that he does come on, we will bring him right in there. However, we will start the show in his absence. I like to say hotep to those families out there who have been reading our blog on the Harambe channel, on the Black Channel Network. I like to say thank you so very much if you are one of the parents who's been going out there to read that. Now, we're doing quite a few things. I'm going to have to just give a little introduction right now to alert my parents to what is going on, because some of them are not aware of what we're doing as a group. And I think it's very vital that you should know what your people are doing, okay? Now, one of the things that we are doing, and let me see, seems like we're losing power here. One of the things that we are doing, and that is we are making sure that we have quite a bit of work that's going on right now in the area of social media. We are portraying and giving you information as a social media network in addition to the family and consumer science. So we have to be true to our arts and true to our trade. One of the things that we've been busily doing is putting together the online social media streaming of a show that we're airing with all of the help, of course, of the tribe. Now, a lot of you have not been introduced to our tribe, and they're throughout the diaspora and throughout the social media group. And one of them is a group of poets, artists, drummers, dancers, and performers. Some of you don't even know that of the side of me, but periodically you've seen me interview quite a few young people on this air who are performers. Yes, I love the arts. I'm a part of the arts, and I try to participate as much as I can with the spoken word group as well as with the poetry night. So I get in there as often as I can. I am so pleased with that group out there. I want to give a shout out to all of my peeps out there who works with On the Mic and who are now creating their own magazine. I think it's called Vision Magazine, if I'm not mistaken. I may be pronouncing it wrong. But we're going to be promoting that magazine and pushing that magazine on social media. It is a magazine that is written by artists and poets and all sorts of articles, great articles in that magazine. I did pull it up on the Facebook, and if you don't mind, go out and like that particular magazine. A lot of my people from the microphone show where we do the spoken word microphone, they actually are contributing to that magazine. Now, here's what's going to happen, people. Now, if you're familiar with Everbrite, Everbrite is an organization that allows you to promote your shows or your events. So I'm promoting on Everbrite, and I've promoted with them before. They're an excellent organization with all types of social media. So I have been out there dealing with all the social media things like hashtags and social streaming. These are some brand new things that I'm just getting in touch with. And one of the things we're trying to do is make it easy for you. Yes, this event will be streamed across the airwaves, but you will have to pay for it with a discount, of course. Our tickets are only $20, but we're offering a $10 off discount. So we want those people to go out and sign up for the early bird. We have the first 100 tickets that will be available for $10. Now, if groups of you decide to buy five or more, and we're talking about five, starting with groups of five, and with those groups of five people, that's $100 for a ticket with a $35 discount. You're getting that group ticket, those group tickets, at an individual price of $13 and a total of $65 when you do the math. That's not a bad deal for a $13 ticket. So for those of you who are in groups and would like to come in groups, that would be fine. We are planning our complete conference online. Now, as you know, I've been involved with quite a bit of 2.0 and their homeschoolers conferences and conferences that are virtuous for teachers. So we're trying this out for our artists this year so that we can give them a chance to perform wherever they are, and we will stream them right in, and you'll get a chance to go to workshops on drumming, workshops on fabric. We're dealing a lot with fashion and retail. As you know, we are going to be working very hard for the Home Economics Department to bring their program Heroes back up and working. And we're going to be working a lot with those artists who are involved in fashion retail. So hopefully this event will benefit those Home Economics Department. We might make a donation to those centers and schools who would like to have their social media department brought up to date within their department. So this is where the proceeds and money will go. We will donate some of the money to those organizations, and those artists that are involved, we're going to be looking at giving an honorarium based on what we earn. So nobody's going to walk away rich with this one. These are going to be honorariums. So those people who are standing in line saying, how much can I make? I'm a big-time star. This isn't a place for you. Our main goal is to go to these home economic departments that have closed down their departments and give them a donation to get started with the social media. Now, for those districts who don't need it, we won't be going to those districts. Only the ones who are in a social dire, who are in a financial dire and strain. Now, our main purpose is to also get out the word that Nina Simone was shown partiality and indifference, and at the least bit, she was discriminated against for her type of music. And now that everyone is playing every type of song, a Louie Louie and everything they can think of with curse words in it, we're fighting for Nina Simone. Even though she's made her transition, we're standing up on her behalf that we should now give her her proper place and bring her back into society and welcome her back into the fold. So our main goal is to put out in the atmosphere that Nina Simone was abused and she was discriminated against while singing the great music. Now we're benefiting from all of her great music, and no one has taken the time to apologize openly to Nina Simone. Now, even if the people that have discriminated against her don't apologize openly, we're going to give her such a party and acknowledge her and bring her to the highest of homage that you would think that God was coming here to personally address her. She was a high priestess. She performed throughout the continent, throughout Europe, and in Paris. Her work is elicited and is outstanding in every aspect of a classical piano player. and I am so humbled to be able to present her work. I am so pleased that her music is fitting enough that I can do with my second alto voice. I have been practicing quite a bit with some of her songs. I have some great songs I'm going to be doing, and hopefully we'll be putting together an album that we can actually cut. Nina Simone's music started back in 1960-something or even before that, 1962, a lot of her songs, and even possibly before that. But the main thing is that we get our music out there. It's just so much to choose from. Now, our event will start December 29th, and we'll be on tour for the whole year. That means that you can go online, and at any given time, you can find a concert or a workshop or a seminar or some of Nina Simone's music being played. So in honor of her and her family, who should have been honored a long time ago. Now, who's keeping up Nina Simone's website? Not too many black folks these days, but I want those black agencies to get out there and start assisting those families with keeping up her website. There are a number of Caucasians who have come to her rescue to create artistic busts and put them in museums of her playing a piano. Outstanding artistic sculpturing. There's so much that can be learned from Nina Simone's experience in racism and what it does to us as a people. And during the time when Dr. Martin Luther King was marching, people would put the water hose on you because they did not want you to fight for your rights. However, Nina Simone kept right on fighting, and she fought her way into society. But nevertheless, America did not embrace her with their loving arms. She had to go abroad in order to get the kind of embracing she desired. So what we're going to be doing in every aspect of this conference and concert is talking about indifferences for all special populations. Most people know that I'm an advocate for special needs, indifference, and challenged children, and for the elderly as well. I've advocated. So what we're going to be presenting on the air for the first time is Deaf Poet Artist, and I'm making this announcement, Richard, if you're out there, you and Michelle, you are certainly one of the highlights of our show, and we hope you'll be available to present to the listening audience to talk about what it means to be deaf and how do you perform as an artist when you're deaf. That is something to see, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure you want to be a part of that. We are going to be portraying and encouraging not disabled and handicapped indifferences. We all have indifferences, and we're going to accentuate on those differences and let everyone know that people's voice must be heard and they must be able to advocate for their special population is what we're going to be doing. And because Nina Simone was placed in a category where she was discriminated, we are going to acknowledge all of those would-be discriminated, handicapped or disabled people, as we call it, where they are performing. And I don't know if you ever got to see my show where I interviewed Michelle Banks and Richard, and Richard being her counterpart, but they have performed all over the state. And we're also bringing in another group of poets that you haven't been hearing about. I think you heard Kimani Aman. He is heading up all of the spoken word on the mic and as well as the new magazine. Kimani, you are definitely going to be a part of what we're doing. You've been an inspiration to me and encouraging me to stay with the poetry, even though I've been so busy. I'd like to thank you for bringing me back to my first love. Once again, I'd like to say that the audience will be rather intrigued with what they're going to be getting on their airwaves and the streamers. There's so much to be done with social media where you can stream in from all across the country and see workshops being done and symposiums as well as seeing performances on live. Now, most of you have not been to one of my concerts. I am a different person on stage. You might not recognize me and might say, who is that on stage and who is that with that Diana Ross hairstyle? Yes, I might come out with anything during that particular time, but I like to stay casual so you can recognize me. You will notice the tattletale signs, so don't be surprised. Once again, I'd like to welcome all those new artists that are out there and that are on the open mic, and Mr. Kimani Aman, I'd like to welcome you to the circle of friends with Omienka's Tribe as we are coming to fruition, talking about doing something together finally. I did leave messages for people who I'm going to be sending personal invitations to, and the open mic will be an opportunity for some of those amateurs to get on stage and do their poetry. I am a lover of spoken word and of dramatic drama and debates, the whole bit. And this is something will be right up my alley, and hopefully we can reach enough people to talk about how to end indifferences, how to end diverse, how to end insensitivity to diversity, whereas we can get more diversified than ever before, so our brother's problem is our own, and so that we can embrace one another, and Nina Simone will rise up, and her spirit will be all over this place, and we wouldn't be able to get rid of her if we wanted to. Now, I'd like to say this for the record. You can go out on Facebook and read more about this event. This is going to be a forthcoming December 29th. It will be featured every other seven days. So that we'll give you a break, and we're trying to figure out what's the best way to keep that tour going so that we have something going, whether it be a workshop, seminar, symposium, demonstration, cooking class, or talking about naturopathic medicine, something that will be entertaining, as well as talking about Nina Simone's long history, her experiences, activities, her classical piano playing, her music, the whole bit. But we will be giving information on Nina Simone as much as we can. She has a whole lifetime of history. And this is an educational piece, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about us thinking that we're Nina Simone and that we're so great of an artist. It's about us displaying the talents that God has given us so that we can uplift Nina Simone and we can restore peace to the earth. Peace needs to be restored to the earth, and that's what Nina Simone wanted more than anything, was peace to be restored to the earth. I believe she died leaving this earth kicking and screaming because she didn't feel comfortable coming back home to her homeland. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I implore you to go out on Facebook and please like what you see in the description of the event. I have also tied in those 9 industries that are applicable to the home economics, the HERO department, that's the home economic department programs that I have connected it to under home ec related profession. And what we're attempting to do is to resurrect the home ec department to open up that aspect of all those 9 industries, including the new one we've added, which is social media, fashion, and retail of those young people, so that they can go and find internships and find employment, and that they can begin to use their social media skills to find work, to work independent if need be as an entrepreneur. So this effort is all works together, and it's not where no one is coming to try to get rich. It's where we're going to be trying to give donations back and fundraisers back to those departments. At the same time, we're going to have a lot of fun doing it, and you know how I feel about my kicking it up day. So we're going to be kicking it up throughout the week, even though it's not a Friday. We're going to be kicking it up. And another thing we're going to be doing is accentuating families. We're going to put a lot of stress on families and the necessity of families and the importance of families. Now, as I told you, single heads of household are considered as families too. And we do not want to X them out, even though they may not be married. They are still heads of household. Now, I know you know what I'm talking about. People have been down on single women for so long that they tend to think that they're not families. They are families if they've raised children. They are families. So we want to put accentuation on families and marriages. As you know, I have a love for the institution of families and on marriages as well. So we're going to get on with our deal in the mode of dealing with our clinic. dealing with our clinic for divorce as well as for our marriage clinic. And we're going to be talking about what makes a great relationship, a great marriage, and that's what our topic is on today. And if you just bear with me so that we can get on with this topic, and this topic is such a good one, the power of a good relationship. Now, let me take a station identification here because we need to take a short break. We'll be right back.
That talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
All right, now, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're in full mode. We just want to just pour libations right about now and thank the Creator for allowing us to be able to be on this show unmolested, and most of all for us to be able to be bringing an event of this magnitude to the radio and television online station. At one time, we didn't have access to these things. I remember when we did Tell Talk. We didn't have access to all of these things, just a few of them. Now social media is off the chain. You've got hashtags and social streamers, and you've got all kinds of integrating and alignment of all types of things on your web page, where you can take your web page to introduce people to your event long before it gets started, so you can build up the momentum and have people tweeting each other, talking about your event long before it gets started so that the momentum will build up the ticket booth sales. And that's what we're all about. The bottom line is to sell those tickets so that we'll have donations to give to the various different schools who do not have a home ec department and who would like to set up those nine industries to get those youngsters enrolled in those internships and placed in employment. That is the bottom line. We are solution finders in this room. We're not about just playing music and shaking it up over here, Dad, shaking it up over here, Mom, and shaking it down to the ground. We have to do something more than just shake it up or talk it up. We have to come up with events and activities, and we have to go out into the community and do outreach. It's very necessary, folks. Don't forget it. Now, our topic, the power of relationships. What is the power of relationship? Why do you need to be related and have a significant other? What is the benefit of it? Why can't you go at it alone by yourself? Why can't you just have access by yourself? Stay tuned. We're going to go over to the talking cure room, and we're going to lift up our cups and pour libation. We're going to give thanks today. And if you're in a position of receiving, come on and join me in this room as I do libation. Lift up your hands as if you're about to receive, and put your hands up and ask God to allow you to receive today. We pour libation first to Oludulamare, and we say Ashe. And you can all say Ashe, please. We pour libation to Obatala, the father in white, who is the father of Orishas, and we say Ashe. We pour libation to Yamanye, the mother of the earth, of the oceans, the streams, and the rivers, the mother that's in all yellow, and we say, Ashe. We like to call on our ancestors. We like to call on them and ask that they would be present and assist us. I call on Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Esalie Pope, Tommy Pete Harvey, Mary Lou Hawkins. I like to call on Robert Jenkins, Marvin Jenkins, Eugene Lilly. I like to call on Isa Lilly, Bessie Lilly. I like to call on the name of George Lilly. And I ask that these ancestors will be with us today and that they will take hold of us and lift us up on their shoulders where we belong so that we can reconnect back to the greater source. And we thank you and praise you, Almighty God, that you will have the blessing, and that we will be able to carry out your work, and we ask that you will bless every significant family here today and acknowledge all those families that are coming here in need of prayer. Amen. Now, we like to remind you that relationships are certainly important. They're important not only in the workplace, but in our homes, in our relationships intimately. And that's what we're talking about, intimacy relationships. Now, we're leading up to something, people. We're going to be leading up to another topic this week that we're going to be talking about. That's right, sex, ladies. This week we'll be talking about it. We'll be talking about what only wants in the bedroom. And you can talk about what you want in the bedroom because it will be open for adults only. And mothers, take your children out of the room. This is an adult show for mature audience this evening. We're talking about relationships. Some women haven't been touched in a long time. And part of what's wrong with women is that they have not been touched. Do you not know that statistics show that infants that are born who have a failure to thrive, periodically they have found that those children in the neonatal department only need stroking. They only need the power of the human touch to bring them back around. I worked in pediatrics, and one of my jobs was to come up and give therapeutic respiratory treatment to infants and give it to them by way of tracheostomies and breathing material and equipment and respirators in addition to utilizing the oxygen and not to leave out stroking the child and giving the child CPT on his back and stroking the child and touching the child. It was very vital that that child got touched. You know why? The child needed a relationship. The child needed to be reconnected. And we as adults also need to be reconnected. Men, let me talk to you in the bedroom now. Titillation is very, very important to a woman. Foreplay is very, very important to a woman. Don't think you're going to get her aroused with your good looks and everything will be in order when it's time to go to bed. You have to remember, if you want her to be sensitive to you and to your touch, touch her throughout the day. Rub up against her, walk by her, touch her on the shoulder, and do like Erykah Badu said, I want somebody to walk up behind me and then kiss me on my neck. I said, kiss me on my neck. It's been such a long time since I realized that I was fine. I said, kiss me on my neck. Just kiss me on my neck. Now, that's what Erykah Badu says, and I love what she says because she's telling the man what it is she wants. And women, what's the problem with us? Why can't we tell the man what it is we want? Homie's been on you all year long showing you how to do it. What only want? By now you should be able to tell your husband or your significant other just what it is you want. You might even want to have to do it like Erykah Badu do it. And just walk up to him and say, I want somebody to walk up behind me and then kiss me on my neck. I said, kiss me on my neck. It's been such a long time since I realized that I was fine. I said, kiss me on my neck. Just kiss me on my neck. It's just like what Erykah Badu does. She tells a man exactly what she wants. It's no harm. You can tell him, I like to be kissed on my hands. I like my hands rubbed. Or rub me on my shoulder. Don't go touching me when I come to the bedroom. Touch me on my knee when you see me throughout the day. It's okay, men, to flirt with your wife. Flirt with her as if you didn't even know her. When she puts on something that is sharp and really nice. Now, women, let me tell you. Quit putting on those boobas going to bed. Get you some real nice lingerie, some real cute stuff. Stop buying so many clothes. I mean, go out and buy yourself some nice lingerie. It's okay if it came from Walmart. It doesn't have to come from those elite stores. And when you put it on, make sure you've lost a couple of pounds so you can get in it and you look shapely and interesting to the man. And he don't have to squint his eyes to figure out, is this a tank or is this a tank top or what is this? You don't want to try to guess or figure out what it is you wear. But make sure you get your weight down if you're planning on wearing those real cute, tight outfits, the lingerie. And then don't hesitate every once in a while to take your woman to the lingerie store to pick up something really cute for her that you want to see her in. Why is it that men would take the time to look at other women in nice things, but they don't care to buy those things so they can see their own wife in those? It's going to take a bit of prepping to get those older women that are over 60 excited about sex again. You're going to have to prepare them. They're not always waiting on you and got the bath water running. You have to tell them, listen here, I'll be coming home late this evening. Make sure you have the bubble bath running. And while you're at it, be in the tub waiting for me. They're going to probably say something lavish like that. But we're talking here. Now, can we talk adults here? Yes, bubble baths are necessary for togetherness and relationships. Yes, it's all right to scrub his back, and it's all right for him to scrub your back, for you to spend some quality time together. But the intimacy is very vital to good relationships. Some men and women are no longer having sex. Why? Why have they shut the door on sex? Why don't they discuss it? And who told them it was okay to get two separate beds, and now you're sleeping in the house where you don't even sleep together in the same bed? Shame on you. God has given you something that's so great that will keep the relationship alive, and you want to bury it. Guess what? When you bury the sex in marriage, it's gone down the drain. He has nothing else to look forward to. He stays sad all the time. He doesn't even think about you coming home and him even smiling at you. You know how he used to smile at you when it was that right day that you promised to spend the night with him and you promised to go out on a date with him? He can't even smile like that. Put a smile on your man's face, woman. Set the days up and let him know when it's a good time for you and him to become intimate. And put it on the calendar if need be. So he'll remember, oh, Thursday's coming around. I get a chance to sleep in the bed with my wife. Isn't that a great thing? Now, he's been sleeping in the other guest room all year long. Poor thing. He don't even know what it is to have togetherness and to have somebody stroking him on his shoulder. Now, women, you got to do better than what you're doing. You can't be talking about, not tonight, honey. I'm tired. Then you better get in that health club, and you better get some endurance and some energy, because I'm telling you, as long as you got the equipment that's working properly, you should be working it out in the bedroom. If you don't have the equipment and you want to, then go see a good doctor. Let him figure out what it is you need. But don't just sit there and act like old age has come up on you and those tools no longer work. You have to find a way. You have to find a way to keep it interesting in the bedroom as well as keeping it interesting throughout the day. Now, both of you are retired. You're in a house together, and you barely speak to each other. You don't even have Bible study together. You don't even sit down to have a discussion over an article. Find time throughout the day to sit down where both of you are cross-referencing information. I don't care if it's a crossword puzzle, something where you're interacting and you're keeping each other engaged. It's very important that you understand that Alzheimer's can set in if you're not leaving the house. You two can go out for long parks, and you can have titillation while you're outside holding hands, tickling each other, kissing each other, walking close together, looking in each other's eyes, and saying, darling, I love you. I really do. You got to look in each other's eyes from time to time. Most of you don't even look in each other's eyes anymore. You don't even watch each other. Girl, I ain't studying you. Well, the thing used to be we had to study each other. We had to spend some real quality time studying each other. And that's how you get to know your man's needs, and that's how your man gets to know your needs. We have to study each other. That means spend some time crossing each other's path throughout the day. Don't have so many hobbies going that you're going left when he's going right. Sit down in the midst of each other and share each other's materials, good books, crossword puzzles, as well as activities. It's vital that we have togetherness, because relationships will last when you are laughing again, when you have something to laugh about, when you make each other laugh to the point where you want to cry. You're friends, first of all, and you must be best friends. So when you go in the bedroom, you're just putting the icing on the cake. Everything else has already been done for you. But if you're still walking around in that old dress, then you put the robe on top of it, and you got rollers in your hair, and you look uninteresting. Do you think that man is going to touch you in the morning? You're going to be saying, touch me in the morning, and when we get up, and if I'm not there, find me when I get up. I'm just making this song up, but that's what you're saying. And that man said, look, I'm tired of all these schedules. I got to have a schedule for this and a schedule for that. Don't schedule a man in all the time. Let something happen impromptu. If morning time is when he rises and you're not rising in, then find a good time that is workable for you and him so you're in sync and you're on one accord. But don't go in there talking about, I don't want nobody to touch me. Don't touch me. Get your hands off me. What you doing? He got to fight you. He got to run you around the bedroom. You all up on the wall. He got to pull you off the ceiling. Then he got to tell you, baby, it's all right. It's all right. I'll be careful. I'll be careful. Now you got to learn all over again like you're a little schoolgirl. I ain't never been touched like that before. I just ain't never been touched like that before. Now you got to act just like you're a little schoolgirl. And like Phoebe Snow said, you know, nobody ever really done me. But when he done me, when he done me, he done me good. He done me good. And when he really did me, it did me good. Now, Phoebe Snow has to tell you that. She tells you all about those little girlish behaviors that we had when we were coming up. And, ladies, I want us to come out of those behaviors. I want us to be full-grown women. I want us to know what it is we want in the bedroom and what we can tell our spouses or significant others we need. It's okay to tell them what you need. If you need to be touched in a certain place or a certain way or at a certain time, then tell your man. Certainly, men, tell your women if it's something new you want to try. Now, don't be in there trying to do all the 12 Zodiac positions and you got the Zodiac signs up on the wall. Like, you're a woman. I want you to put your leg like this, and then I want you to back it up like that. Back it up for me. You can't be in there doing all those 12 Zodiac signs. Man, is you crazy? She's going to think you crazy when you come at it like that. You got to have a little bit more respect. Some women are just not into all of that. And lovemaking can be adventure somewhere away from home. Make sure you take them somewhere sometime, man. Invite them to go out somewhere to another environment, another place called the hotel. And make it fun. Go there for a sabbatical, like you both are sneaking away from home, and take your little clothing with you so you can stay for a couple of days and enjoy your sex life away from home. Come back. You can put that on the calendar for next month. You're going to do it again and again. And guess what? It becomes brand new. And don't act like it's brand new to you, woman, when you start getting the use of going, you know, having us going, and your husband keeps reminding you, we're going to go out of town next week. And they'll be saying, oh, it's time to go again? Did we just do this last week? Be ready, women, because men, some of them are still active, even in their late age. If you won't be the one that performs for them, guess what? You are sending them to the street. That's right. Older men are still as active in the bedroom as they used to be when they were young spirits. And it's very vital that women keep themselves up so that they have the fortitude and the moisture and the ability to participate and engage in these activities. It's